If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Assured the people as they stood before Moses, let us go up at once and possess it. Verse 31, the people said, not against people as strong as they are. But something stirred Caleb to this response of faith. Something pushes him to this grand statement of victory. Something makes him say, let's not dawdle. Let's go up right now. Right now. For we are well able to take it. The speech of Caleb is the speech that Jesus addresses in Mark's gospel when he says, you will have what you say. That second say is the say that means I'm speaking what I've already seen as completed. Caleb says, let's go up at once because I see this thing as ours right now. If we wait, your perception will change and the enemy will be able to slide down the tree and make you question the promise from God and thereby cause you to change your speech. When you started in this life, if you remember a few weeks ago, I said, you remember when you were a child, you were just from God. You were just from the Spirit of God. You were just delivered into earth, and people would ask you questions about your future. What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do? And you would reach out into eternity and say things like a doctor, a lawyer, you know, all of those. And then as a boy, it was like a lot of adventurous things, a policeman, a fireman, because why? You were just coming from the land of possibility of the Spirit. But the longer you stay here, those statements change. What do you want to be? Listen, whatever God wants. I just want a job. You stop speaking with vision. You start speaking from survival. It becomes framed by your speech. Your future becomes framed by your speech when you're in high school. I just want to get out, graduate, and get a job. All of those great ideas from elementary school have begun to die in junior high school because your cognitive skills were beginning to develop and you started wondering, how could you ever do that? No one was in your life telling you to look at your strong points. They weren't telling you to look at the things that you were capable of doing. They were throwing that ambiguous lie. You can do anything that you want to do. So some people wanted to be drug dealers. And that's what they became. Some people wanted to be criminals. And that's what they became. Because somebody erroneously said, you can be whatever you want to be. Well, how do you account for the fact that I didn't want to be a pastor? Can I be whatever I want to be or what God gifts me to be? The devil will not attack what you want to be. He attacks what God gifts you to be. And then he begins to surround you with all of the other things that you could be. So much so that your identity in God and your promised land of experience has become flooded by all the other things that the devil throws at you. And then you find yourself unhappy in what you are being because you are not being what God wanted you to be. I would hazard a guess that 75 to 80% of you precious people of God are thoroughly unhappy in your vocation. Thoroughly unhappy. But you like the money. You like the security. And if the economy was better and jobs were more plentiful, you would probably quit where you are and roll the dice to find a place of happiness. Because the devil has lied to you and told you this is where you are to settle. Watch this. And so you brag about, I've been on this job for 40 years. I've been working at this company for 40 years. So what? And you've been unhappy for 40 years. The only reason you stayed was because of the benefits, because of the retirement plan. You stayed for the flesh, and now you're at the you're in the twilight of your life, and you're unhappy. You're miserable. You're sad because you never had a chance to enter into your promised land because your speech never changed. You saw the Amorite called unemployment. You saw the Hittite called not having a job. And rather than move into the promise and say, let me go up at once and become what God wants me to be, you'd rather dawdle in obscurity and accept whatever the devil threw at you, because movement in the forward position means sacrifice. This has become one of my life sayings, that with every plus, there's a minus. And with every minus, there's a plus. Glory to God. You better understand it. People come up to me, oh, Pastor, you lost so much weight. And then they say something that's so insulting to me. You look good. Did I look bad before? You look good. I looked good before. I didn't look bad. We don't know what to say. Pastor, you look good. Oh, really? If you notice, if you ever say that to me, I don't say thank you. Call me ugly. Because you were horrible looking before. My God, I can see it in your face. What did I look like, the Kool-Aid man before? Oh, yeah, Kool-Aid. You can have that joke. You and me. I want to open for you. But see, here's what happens. You know, with the plus of the change comes the minus of everything I wear needing to be altered. And it ain't cheap. Everything. You reach into the closet thinking, oh, I have a meeting in 2 hours. I'm going to get dressed. And none of the pants fit. That's a minus. Every plus has a minus. Now, some of you are saying, yeah, but that's a good minus. You ain't paying for it. The plus of salvation is eternal life. The minus is going into the promised land and running into ites. Because when you live with God, when you live for God, when you're in God's family, it is always moving forward, upward, forward, upward. It is never standing still and letting the devil beat up on you. Even a fighter knows that you have to, in order to win, you got to keep moving. If you stay against the rope, everybody won't fall for the rope-a-dope. Caleb says, let's go up at once. What is he saying? There used to be a statement that I used to have a guy who worked with me. He says, you got to strike while the iron is hot. Now, the physical aspect of that is when you're forming something out of metal, out of iron, you heat it. When it becomes white, when the metal becomes white, they take it out, and then they begin to bang it. In other words, you got to strike while the iron is hot. You can't form and shape anything when it's cool. Now listen to me. When God opens the door, you got to strike. Because if you wait and miss it, you might have to wait another 10 years. They had to wait 40 more years. All because of an assessment. Did you hear what I said? They agreed with an assessment that wasn't validated. Listen to what they said. Caleb said, let's go up at once. Let's go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to conquer it. Verse 31, the people said, not against people as strong as they are. They would crush us. Haven't even fought them yet. They had one battle against the Amalekites, and they won. Think about it. Come on, let's tie some evidence together. Moses says to Joshua, get some men, go out and fight against Amalek. I'm going up on the mountain. He goes up on the mountain. He holds his hands up. Joshua prevails. Hands become tired, begin to slip down. Amalek prevails. Aaron and Hur see that Moses is getting physically weak. They come up alongside. They give him a rock to sit on, and then they hold his hands up. Joshua's down in the valley fighting. He has no idea what's going on the mountain. All he knows is that Moses told him he was going to go up there and intercede. Israel wins the battle. Why? Because of two principles. You have to have somebody praying for you, and the people who pray need somebody praying for them. Never think that just because you're an intercessor, you're a lone ranger. An intercessor needs an intercessor. Who needs an intercessor? Who needs an intercessor? Who needs an intercessor? For those of us in the valley. So the principle that was given was you will always be victorious when you have a system of intercession. Bethel is where it's at right now because a group of women dedicated themselves to Monday evenings or Monday day, whenever they got together, to pray for their pastor and the success of this ministry. And God honored their time, calling them the mountain movers, and they moved mountains for this church to be where it is. This church is not where it is because of me. This church is where it is because those ladies came together every Monday, even on holidays. They would meet in suite 3, then suite 2. And all they did was come together and pray. That's all they did. And we started getting property, and the church started growing, and we kept getting property, and then more favor, and every obstacle that came against us, every Amalekite, every Amorite, every Hittite, every Canaanite, they prayed it away. Everybody that didn't belong, they prayed them out. Everything we have in this church, every church planted out of this church, is a result of them coming together praying. And God has big rewards for them. Every time we go on a new TV station in Europe, Asia, Africa, it's because they prayed. They were moving mountains while this church was still in suite 3. Moving mountains. I'm no fool. Bethel isn't where it is because of me. Those women, that's why in Jeremiah's writings, he said, give me the weeping women. They seek God.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.